Welcome to Torah Timach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed Tet, chapter 139. According to the Midrash Shochar Tov, this chapter was authored, composed by Adam HaRishon himself, then of course later redacted by David HaMelech to be part of Sefer Tehillim. And this is a sefer which is prefaced by the Ibn Ezra with the words, "Zeh mizmor nichbad meod bedarkei Hashem, ve'en ka'ela b'chamisha sfarim kamohu." Says the Ibn Ezra, this perek is unique. There's none other like it in all the five books of Sefer Tehillim, because it is this chapter which really plumbs the depths of the omniscience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the depth to which He understands and perceives what's inside ourselves, of the seeming contradiction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-knowing versus our free choice, from the beginning, starting day of Adam HaRishon until the end of history. It's a fascinating, deep, very important perek, and one we'll try to get a glimpse into as we go through. Because when Adam HaRishon was created, it was not just the man who was created, but it was the story of history that was set into motion, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu aware of and knowledgeable of every single day what would unfurl until the very last day. And it's this depth and breadth and all-knowingness that becomes the first subject of wonder of this particular perek. Beginning with verse 1, Pasuk Aleph. L'manatzeach li David mizmor. Hashem chakaltani vateida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look deep into me. You know me better than I know me. You know all my secrets. Ataya data shifti vikumi. You know my sitting down and my rising up. Shivti vikumi reflect a change in posture, which would be a mashal or an allegory to the conscious decisions that we as human beings make to change. Sometimes we decide to sit, sometimes we decide to stand. And there are changes that we make in how we approach our lives and the speed at which we go forward, in the direction in which we proceed, the decisions we make that change who we are. And however different or novel they are to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this before we did. Knew where we would go, but we still had the freedom to choose. According to the Midrash Shochar Tov, this is also David's admission, which is comforting, in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Yadata Shifti Vikumi. You know my deepest insides, and you know that wherever I was, I only ever was thinking of you. In the times that were shifty, the times that were calm, says David, my serene days, though limited, when I could finally sit calmly in my palace, the first thing I did before getting comfortable and taking off my shoes was to call Natan Hanavi and tell him I intended to build the Beit HaMikdash. Shivti, when I was calm, my first thought was you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vikumi, but when I had to get up and flee and run, says David, again, in the pursuit and in the fugitive state, my first thought was you. As I was fleeing Avshalom, I composed Tehillim Perek Gimel, which is the song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from David, betrayed by his own son. And so at every stage of life, says David, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that my first thought was always you. Banta l'rei mirachok. On a pshat level, this means you understand my thoughts from afar. Rashi talks over here about the direction in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads a person. Banta, your understanding has brought me, l'rei, to my beloved, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, merachok, from far. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seek ways, and always have, to bring me close to you. And you'll orchestrate history to always bring me back to your embrace. Psukim Gimel, Dalid, Hey, Vav, speak again of the wonder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all-encompassing knowledge of every step that a man takes, the wonder of the creation of the human body and the depths of the precision of all the systems that work. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing all the inner workings of man, of his body, and the wonder of the science of how a human being can function, but also the wonder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of the knowledge of our inner processing and our inner thoughts. And if this is true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge, so to speak, can get to the depths of my very thoughts. If so, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-knowing, then we come to Pasuk Zayin. Ana elech miruchecha, v'ana mipanecha evrach. Where can I go from your spirit? And where can I flee from your presence? If indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all-knowing, there's nowhere to hide. As the Radak says, Ki ata nimtza b'chol makom u'makom lo yachrecha. You are found in every place, but place or space cannot contain you. And as David HaMelech continues, Im esak shamayim sham ata. If I rise to the heavens, you are there. Ve'atzia she'ol hineka. But if I descend to the lower worlds, still there I find you. Esachan fe shachar. If I were to take up the wings of dawn, eshkina ba'achris yam, were I to dwell in the distant west, gam sham yadcha sancheni. There is nowhere a human being can run that is too far for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand to guide him. In the words of the Ibn Ezra, Leholich oti achar chafatzecha, v'imken, evrach miyadcha liyadcha. There is the comfort, there is the love here, of knowing that though we may try, we cannot actually run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And while this would seem to laugh at someone who tries, I believe it's actually the most loving, comforting thought possible that is expressed by David HaMelech over here. The words of Adam HaRishon, who, as the Al-Sheikh points out, was the first human being to try, so to speak, to escape, quote-unquote, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After his sin, it seems he tried to hide in the shame of his misstep. But of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought him out with the words, Ayeka, Adam, where are you? This is a loving message that is formulated later in history by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. In the words, El mimcha elecha evrach. I run away from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to you, towards you, into your embrace. And we can almost imagine the child, all of us as children, who at times in our lives try to assert our independence, try to show that we could do this on our own, and ran far away from home, whether actually, logistically, or of course figuratively, and then found ourselves in a scary place, and wished against all hope that somebody comforting, a loving figure, would be there to help us get back home. Says David HaMelech, I can never run far away from you. Wherever I will try to go or hide, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only do you lead me, but you were there all along to rescue me, to comfort me, to bring me back towards you. And there is no place in the world that a Jew can run or try to hide, where when they realize they want to go back home, they find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there all along, perhaps even led them to this place, to be able to find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for them all along. Pasuk Yud Aleph, again attached by the Midrash to the life and the events of Adam HaRishon, Va'omar, Ach Choshech Yishufeni, would I say, surely darkness would envelop me, V'layla Or Ba'adeni, the night will be light for me. Chazal bring the Midrash in Bereishit Rabbah, where the very first Shabbat in history, which of course was the seventh day of creation, the sun began to set to usher in the Shabbat. But Hashem sent a very bright light that illuminated the world throughout that first Shabbat of creation. It never got dark. And so for 36 hours straight, there was bright light. Came Motzei Shabbat, and the sun started to set for the first time in the lifespan of Adam HaRishon. And Adam HaRishon, seeing darkness for the first time in his life, was scared and said these words, Ach Choshech Yishufeni. Because of my sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing doom to the world. It is getting dark and it will cease to exist. The Midrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon two flint stones and instructed him in how to strike one against the other and create for the first time in history fire, which lit up that first night. Whereupon Adam HaRishon exclaimed, V'layla Or Ba'adeni. But yet, you bring me light and the night has become illuminated. Chazal tell us, this is the source for the ritual of the Havdalah, where we light a fire at the end of Shabbat, to remember that this Motzei Shabbat was the first time that fire was introduced from the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the message to Adam HaRishon that you are never, ever, ever lost in the dark. The fire represents the tshuva, the repentance, that is always available to men. And Motzei Shabbat was the first time that fire was shared with men. This is the pasuk that reviews that message. And it is the weekly Havdalah ritual It's the weekly Borei Me'orei Ha'esh that we dwell in that brings us back to the start of a new week to begin with tshuva and with closeness. Gam choshech lo yachshich mimeka. Even dark does not obscure you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'layla kayom ya'ir, k'chashecha ka'ora. Night is as luminous as the day. Darkness and light are one before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, the next psukim continue to speak of the wonders of the creation of the human being himself. Ki ata kanisa chel yosai, you created my mind. Tisukeni bevetin imi, you fashioned me in my mother's womb. And says David HaMelech, od pasuk yudaled, verse 14, odcha al kinora os niflesi, I will thank you, for I am awesomely, wondrously fashioned. Nifla'im ma'asecha, your works are wondrous. I don't have to look at the mountains, at the clouds, delve deeply into understanding you. I look at my own body, at my systems which function in the most wondrous ways, and I realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how marvelously I'm fashioned, and that speaks, v'nafshi yoda'as me'od. My soul knows it well. Not only are we marvelously fashioned creatures, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the intellect to appreciate and understand how wondrously our systems cooperate. And as such, we can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and odcha, thank you. Again, continuing, pasuk tet vav, pasuk tet zayin, the wonder of how we were actually created, our unshaped form that became a human form. And then not only the shape of us, but also our actions. V'yal sifrecha kulam yikasevu, all of history, all of what is and all of what will be, has been previously recorded in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, big book. Yamim yutzaru, you fashioned many days, v'lo echad bahem. And here there's the Kri Uchtiv, where the word is written v'lo and not, but written v'lo and not, but v'lo kri, and read as, with a vav, to him. And there are two understandings over here of the pasuk. V'lo echad bahem, all actions are revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though with an aleph, they have not happened yet. All days are revealed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or lo with a vav, Hashem chose one day to be his, lo. And the one day that was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his, of course, is the most special day, the gift that repeats every week. And that, of course, is the Shabbat. Vili ma yakru re'echa kir. So on the one hand, how precious HaKadosh Baruch Hu are re'echa, according to the Radak, your ideas, your thoughts, which I cannot begin to comprehend. On the other hand, the conversation here shifts, according to Rashi, Vili ma yakru re'echa. Re'echa are your loved ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is where David exclaims to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on how precious are your dear ones, are the tzaddikim. Me'atzmu rasheihem. How very great are their leaders. And David here speaks of the beauty of the great ones, the great people in each generation of history. Esperei mechol, if I could count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Hekitzosi ve'odi imach. I will reach to the end of time, says Rashi. Ve'odi imach, but I will find that there will be generations who are still loyal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to you. We can imagine David generations ago, perhaps thousands of years ago, looking forward to our generation and marveling ve'odi imach. There are still Jews singing the songs, reading the words of David HaMelech, trying to form and refine and shape themselves in his fashion as being Jews who are odi imach, still attached and still striving to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this conversation, David again pivots a bit and turns to speaking not of the tzaddikim who attach themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then turns to the rishaim, to the evil ones who distract from the mission and the role and the goalpost of history. Im tiktol eloka rasha, if only you would slay the wicked God, because they take away from the grand functioning of the role and the mission of the tzaddikim. V'anshei damim suru meni, you men of blood, depart from me. Ashayamrucha limzima, nasula shav arecha. They pronounce your name for wicked schemes. They take your name in vain. And says David HaMelech here, because in his own life, he did have to take action at various times against people. And he states over here clearly that there was never an enemy David had who was his enemy for any personal reason or personal agenda. Only, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, verse 21, Halo misan echa Hashem esna. The only people I have ever hated, says David, are the ones who hated you. And I have no quarrel with any person. There's no personal vendetta. There's no personal agenda. The only person I've ever taken issue with was a person who lifted a hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against Kvod Shamayim. Such people, Tachlis Sinas Nisim, I despise them with the utmost hatred. Lo'ovim hayuli. My only enemies are the ones who are your enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chakreni kel, search me, vidalevavi, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See, ureim derech otzevbi, if I have any ways that are against you. Unecheni biderech olam, and lead me in the way of eternity. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are one who knows the depths of our soul, as we've said throughout here. Erase the ways of the wicked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that distract from your ultimate great plan. Understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you know the deepest innermost workings of every human being, that I, David, have always tried and striven to be your faithful servant, and lead me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that way towards eternity. Thank you for studying the Ilei Nishmot Helen Maskevitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'evit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.